This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's hump day. Lovely to talk to Michael Franti and his family. If you missed it, we're podcasting still, even though we're all broadcasting from our homes between Bryn and Nicole and possibly Brandon. I don't know who's doing the podcasting. I just know that it gets done. You people are amazing, you secret people. So if you missed it, it's the 8 o'clock podcast from today's show, and those are available at radio.com. and wherever podcasts are sold. And now it's time for our final look at the news today.
The Radio Alice Report.
Okay, you're up. Oh.
This Kissy Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Locally owned branches, locally grown experts, and offer
Local loans,
so your money starts and stays in the community. Learn more at FremontBank.com.
All right!
Isla, nice work. Isla, you still there?
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
What's going on? Yeah, talk right into the mic. You sound great.
Thanks.
Pretty exciting to be on Dad's show, or...
Yeah.
Yeah. So what's going on with you today?
Nothing, but after I think after this I might play Minecraft, but we're going to get some help how to play that, cuz I have no idea how to pick up the flowers.
And you got to get those flowers, right?
Mhm. Hey, you got to get armor and armor. Weapons.
Armor and weapons to get the flowers? Are they dangerous flowers?
No. Oh, okay. You're fighting a giant monster.
Oh. And he's also trying to get the flowers, or?
No.
That's scary.
He's trying to fight the person that I'm on.
Oh, I see. So your little person on the screen wants the flowers, and this monster's just getting in your way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Does Blair play too, or is that...
No, Blair's always in my room.
She just stays in your room? Isn't she lonely?
Well, she also has schoolwork to do, so...
Oh, well, sure. I mean, you gotta buckle down.
Hey, Isla, well, have you ever heard yourself sing ABCs when you were a kid?
When you were a little baby?
I don't remember.
We play this on the radio all the time. I want you to
hear
it, okay?
Yeah.
All right, here it is.
E-D-E-S-E-H-I-T-K.
This is the best part right here. Hold on.
The Momo
Can you do an updated version for us? Sing a little ABCs?
Like a better version?
Yeah, you know, let's hear you at 6 years old, you know.
Okay. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, and Z. Now I know my ABCs. Next time, won't you sing with me?
We will next time. That was very good. All right, so, did you write down some of the things that you like, Isla? Remember we were talking about we were going to have a, you know, what Isla likes part of the show? Like, what's your favorite thing right now?
Minecraft.
Are you kidding me? After only playing it one time, now it's your favorite thing?
Well, my friends told me it was really fun.
And so you can meet up with your friends through the game, right?
We haven't started the online version of that game. No, we haven't done that yet. Yesterday we got stuck in a pool and died, and that was it. So we'll practice some more today, but there's going to be limited Minecraft time.
Well, you know, that's the right, you know that, Isla, right? You can't spend your whole childhood online. What good is that?
Isla? I don't know.
Yeah, no, it's not good. She's all like, no, I think it's pretty cool.
I have to do news.
Good.
Thank you, Isla. You did a great job.
Great job, Isla. Oh, my God. That was delightful. Her laughing at herself was the funniest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, she loved that. She had a big smile on her face. You know what's unfortunate is she put on a very special dress the first thing she did when she came in, she goes, there's no camera? She had a leopard print dress on.
Goodness.
She was, she was all dolled up. Yeah.
Well, anyway. I mean, soon enough, I know Nicole and Brynn have been working on figuring out some way that at some point we'll have kind of a looking glass-esque thing going on. Yes. That's not happening yet, but I look forward to seeing the outfit of the day from Isla. That was great.
So here's, everyone, what's happening. As you know, you should be sheltering in place. And even if the government hasn't told you to do that yet, I believe I'll take it upon myself to say, please shelter in place. Yes. Unless you have to be out working. I know I read something this morning and I didn't end up getting the story in front of me for this news break, but it was just about how the gig workers, specifically Uber and Lyft, are saying, hey, if you don't pay us as, you know, paid sick leave, then we're going to be out there driving around. And even if we're sick, we'll have to stay out and do work. And it's like, boy, that's a bad argument. You just told everyone not to use you.
Right.
Yikes.
So
I don't know how that one's going to play out. But the bottom line is, for everyone's sake, please shelter in place. You can go out. In fact, I got texts from police who heard our earlier reports. And they're saying they're just out there educating the public to keep your spacing. No one's in trouble if you're just out having a little exercise. That's not the problem. Also, the other big thing besides shelter in place was Gavin Newsom saying school probably won't be back till fall. So that wasn't an announcement, but he is getting you ready for the possibility that school won't be back until after summer.
Well, and as this is sinking in for people, I think the best advice anybody can give is prepare for the worst. Hope for the best, prepare for the worst. And for him to say that, I actually don't think it's irresponsible in that people start to think, what would life look like if that happened? How would I handle that? We need to be thinking about, look, I hope as much as anyone that 2 weeks from now, they're like, it's all clear. Come on back to work. The reality is that's probably not how it's going to go. And we need to be prepared for it. It sucks, but we need to think on it.
So with that, which is basically a repeat of some earlier stories, here's a couple good news stories. A woman in Pennsylvania has a free mini library outside her home that she normally stocks with books people can borrow. And now she's replaced that with free canned goods. And apparently more people are gathering, not at the same time, but gathering up what they can offer and putting them in the little library and allowing people to get things they may need.
That's
pretty smart.
That's a pretty cool idea. I've been thinking about, like, how does this play out long term? You know, as long as the food supply isn't interrupted, you know, we may not come to a barter system, but honestly, it might come to that at some point. Like, you know, people, neighbors who stand out there and go, look, I got three cans of beans. Can I get a roll of toilet paper? Maybe it won't get any more intense than that, but it is true. If you have extra of something, why not trade it to someone who doesn't have that for something you need?
Yeah. And, you know, I don't know how everyone else is thinking about this. I mean, I'm sure you have a million thoughts going through your head about what shelter in place is and then about your food supply and how to restock. It certainly occurred to me, like, I don't want to restock as we're eating our last morsel.
Right.
So I'm sort of thinking, do I go at the second week of this or the third week, or do I go even earlier than that? It's an interesting sort of dilemma that I don't really have an answer to yet. Do you know how you're going to handle that?
Well, my thought is, as we're waiting, as we're, you know, looking at a fourth day before we get our Instacart delivery from last Saturday, or Instacart order, I'm thinking every couple days I need to put in a new Instacart order just so I've got a steady that's sort of, as far as the food thing goes, that's sort of how I'm looking at that. And even Amazon, it has a pretty long wait time. You're not getting your two-day delivery anymore. You may want to be pre-ordering, sort of guess what you're going to need down the line, and then be happy when it shows up and you forgot you ordered it. Oh, I'm so smart, I ordered this.
Right. No, that's probably the best possible way to stay stocked, because once again, going out, even though you may have to pick up certain supplies, the less you go out, the better.
Yep, exactly.
They say here on this good news for coronavirus times, gas prices are plummeting. We don't have to go anywhere, so that's unfortunate. But gas, the national average should hit under $2 very soon. Wow.
Really? Under $2? Wow.
That's probably not here. There are other states that have...
Yeah, that's true.
They don't have quite the taxes
that
attached
on,
to
right?
The gas that we do. Let's see here. Some kids in Japan missed their elementary school graduation because of the outbreak, so they improvised and threw their own virtual graduation on Minecraft. I don't know how you do that.
Oh,
my God. I couldn't get us out of this little water pool. We were stuck.
You might want to let your kid take the lead on that. I remember you playing Call of Duty or something. You couldn't get
Halo
out of a corner. Halo.
Yeah, I got stuck in a corner and was shot. Yeah, I'm not good at these things, but I did think that it would be a good way for us to mix up the screen time.
And it sounds like she's into it. Like, that was actually funny. It flew. I was like, what do you like? Minecraft? I'm like, okay.
Well, she caught that bug late yesterday, so that's very new for her. Let's see if there's anything. Mainland China only reported one new coronavirus case on Monday.
Well, that's, you know, I take everything out of China with a grain of salt. I really
do.
But that's certainly better news than we've been hearing. I was actually wondering, in California, with us, a lot of us self-quarantining, whether, you know, even where it's not necessarily required, have we seen a downturn?
I have, you know, the number of cases that I keep reading about are relatively low here in, you know, California is a very populous state, and so the numbers are bigger than, say, other states, but relatively, it seems relatively low. The problem is we're still in that first couple weeks, which is the, I don't know if you call it incubation period,
right,
but it's before anyone even shows signs. So, like, for example, you and I were still going and doing shows and in the city and getting, you know, you don't get gas, but you're touching the charger. And so,
sure,
you know, could we have it? Possibly.
I know we could.
As we sit here.
And the thing is, it's not just who we came in contact with. It's who those people came in contact
right
with, and who those people also, you know, it's the fact that some people get it and don't even know they have it, and they're just out there passing it around because they're not showing symptoms.
Right. And I guess my point, or the answer I was getting to, is I think it remains to be seen whether we got to our designated safe spaces soon enough.
Yep.
And another week will tell.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's news I'll be, hopefully, I really hope to bring you that from the good news pile, as in we're looking good.
Yeah, leveling out at the least. You know, I would love to get to a point where America reports one new case.
Right.
That'd be great.
As I mentioned earlier, there are plenty of single people who are stuck at home right now.
Yeah.
And there's been a huge spike in people signing up for online dating here in the early days of March. So the biggest jumps are in the U.S., Italy, China, and Spain, all places where people are either required or strongly encouraged to stay indoors and alone. So I don't know if this is a great time to be meeting and hooking up, but maybe it's a great way to start something.
Well,
even from a distance, you can chat, yeah. You can text, you can, you know.
And that's fun in and of itself. You were saying, you know, people need their nook. You know, maybe you find someone that you have some nice phone sex with.
I didn't think of that.
Well, that is what the phone's for, isn't it?
Sure.
And it does seem like, you know, it's also just someone to talk to. If you're alone and your friends are all like, yeah, well, I'm here with my family, so I don't want to talk all day. Meanwhile, you're like, but I have no one to talk to. Why not sign up for online dating, you know? Now, maybe you're emailing with a couple different people. Maybe make a connection with someone.
You're right. It provides, you're stuck at home. It provides you a great opportunity to chat each other up and get to know each other.
Sure. Even if you can't meet, for reals. My girlfriend was saying, watch for the baby boom. And I hadn't even thought of that, but you know,
I've already. What do you mean you haven't thought about it? I've been telling you to get to work on that since last week.
Talking about me, Vinny. I'm past that. That's not happening for me anymore. I'm talking about, you know, people who are confined. Suddenly, your two kids turn into three. Be careful, then.
Yeah, don't worry.
I'm worried.
No,
I'm not worried.
I can't.
You could.
Can't.
Five kids would be great. Think of that.
Oh my God, I so can't. It's not an option.
Little brothers and sisters for her and sister.
According to a new survey, the average person spends 20 minutes taking and editing selfies before they have one that's good enough to post.
Oh, I've got to spend more time on my selfies.
I'm not taking nearly enough care either.
Yeah. In fact, I posted something, I don't know, over the weekend. I had like a hat and, you know, hunkered down. And I looked at it the other day as I was going through my Instagram posts. I'm like, well, that was a bad call. And just, you know, sort of.
Wait a minute. Is that the one with the cowl and the.
Yeah. I mean,
oh, you look great. What are you talking
about?
Oh, God,
it's a terrible picture.
Oh, you're ridiculous. You're not allowed to. You don't get to judge.
Well, see, there it is. Like, I really do think that you just are who you are. Forget this whole doctoring yourself. Just take a picture and put it up there. I mean, if it's really horrible, you'll know when you see it, and you take another one. But 20 minutes?
I actually put more energy into making sure the people in my photo will be happy with it than
right.
I will, because I'm, there's no hope.
Oh, stop it. You look like
you know what
Picard.
I mean. We
I
all,
do.
I mean, it's the sure. same thing every time to me. I'm just like, oh, God, what's
there's
there?
Me again.
There I am again. One in three people experiment with angles, one in four experiment with lighting, and one in 10 use apps to edit their photos and make them look better.
Yeah. You know, I don't know if she does this, but I've seen some of Nicole's. Nicole, get on the mic. I've seen some of Nicole's pictures, and I think she has some kind of filter that makes her skin look freaking flawless. Do you or don't you? Nicole, I know she's listening.
Well, you did just call her out, though.
Well, I want to know. She could just say no.
Hey, no, I'm here. Sorry.
We're talking engineering.
Yeah.
What's going on? Right
oh, dear. Oh,
no,
nice.
Something about my Instagram.
Everything's going great, though, so far. It's
yeah.
Wonderful.
I mean,
and he's actually telling us how great we sound.
Oh.
So, I mean,
how
sorry.
How nice.
What was your question, though, Sarah?
The question is, I have seen selfies that you've put up, and I'm like, oh, my God, her skin looks flawless.
Thank you.
Do you have a certain filter? Do you? You doctor those things up.
Yeah, it's called youth.
Oh, right. I used to know about that.
That was a good burn.
Oh, Bryn. That
was like
a
compliment
mean.
for Nicole and kind of a poop on
it
me.
It wasn't a poop on you.
It felt like a poop on me.
I feel like
I got poop on me. No, I'm covered in fudge.
There's some that have a filter just to hide my dark eye circles under my eyes because, you know, waking up early, but most of them don't.
Yeah, because there's one on there. I'm like, oh,
yeah, one
man.
Super
she
filtered,
like a supermodel.
Yeah.
Come on. All right. See, it's not all youth. Mostly youth, though.
Yeah. Youth
good eyebrows.
Is,
good
thank
eyebrows,
you.
Nicole.
Those are real.
I know. I've seen them.
Our text number. I'll read a few of these now, and then we thank you for everyone who's been sending texts, because while. We are broadcasting from home. We do have a system in place. And frankly, it's nice to hear from you.
Yeah.
I don't know any other way to put it than that. It's just
we are
really,
kind of lonely.
It's really good to see that you're out there and that you're communicating with us, and we appreciate it. So 800-400-3697. Oh, here it is. I bet there'll be a lot of Corona babies in 9 months. Yeah.
Oh,
I,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Coronavirus, coronavirus.
Hey guys, thanks for being on the air and keeping things feeling normal.
You're welcome. Thanks for listening.
The numbers of coronavirus are low because so few people are being tested. Now that more tests are being done, the numbers will rise. That's a good point.
Yeah, it's also taking a really long time for people to get, unless you are a star. If you are a celebrity of any kind, you find out immediately if you have it or not. That's just the way the world works, everybody. The rich, the famous, they have access to the tests and they get their results back. If you are a normal person, you have to bug your doctor for 3 days to even get a test. And then it takes 4, 5, 6 days to get the results. So for us mere mortals, you might be over it before you even know if you have it.
Yeah, and I've actually read a few different celebrity stories about what their sickness was, and in the case of Tom Hanks, it doesn't seem like he got it that bad, and in the case of this producer guy, Ozzy's producer of the new album, did you read that story he wrote?
I didn't.
His
what
story,
did he say?
So, what is it? Andrew something. Is it Andrew Watt?
That sounds right.
Whatever the dude's name is, and I don't have it in front of me, but his story sounded awful. And I thought, I don't know if that means he's just an unhealthy dude and it got him worse than...
Is he an older guy?
He's not. He's 29.
Oh, jeez.
He's a kid, basically. But that doesn't mean he takes care of himself.
True that.
And many musicians, and I don't mean this as a slam because I know that you're doing your art, but often they will hunker down and they're not leading the healthiest of lifestyles.
They're not getting enough vitamin D, Vinny. They're like vampires.
And probably not eating great and possibly, you know, using substances to help inspire. I don't know. I'm just
sure.
I don't know that guy.
You're right. It's a rock and roll lifestyle and it's, you know, it isn't the healthiest.
And you're right. His name is Andrew Watts.
Okay. So his story about his experience with having coronavirus was far worse than Tom Hanks.
Yeah, he was placed on a breathing machine.
Oh, I wonder if he has some underlying respiratory problem.
Maybe that's the case. You know, there's a lot of people out there. You see them and they look perfectly healthy, but they may have asthma or diabetes or anything that, you know, you don't see on the surface that could cause them to be extremely vulnerable to more troubles.
And those are the people who wind up having the harder time with it. That's that's right, and that's where most of the casualties come from. That's actually terrible news. You know, I do think I guess I have it in my head that it's, you know, really difficult for older people with underlying. But you hear about a 29-year-old. Of course, like you said, we don't know his medical history, but it just I thought, oh, Ozzy's guy, he's got to be old.
Right. Of course you did. As I was reading them, I thought, wow, what a complete difference between Tom Hanks, who's over 60, but he's talking about how him and his wife are playing gin rummy and she's kicking his butt. And, you know, so far everything's, you know, mild.
Right.
And more like the flu version of what we've been talking about than the hospitalized version.
Right.
So, I hope if I have to get it that I get Tom Hanks' version.
Yes, please.
And for anyone who ends up having to get it, I hope that's the case because I really do. I fear having to turn up at the hospital.
Agreed. I mean, it's truly the last place I want to go. I mean, if it's manageable, I don't even want to get a test. I'll just go get through it.
I agree. I'm with you on that. All right, so listen, we got a break, but we'll come back and read the rest of the text and finish up for the day.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.